Quasi-Cerebral Talk and Tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Katsi, Kwikwetlem, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship of the lands and the waters. My name is Leslie, and have I got a treat for you today. Oh, the cool interviews with idols this year just keep happening here on Typically Tuesdays, and today we get to chat with somebody very, very exciting. Produced by Sato Fei Studios from Taiwan, this performer debuted back in spring 2024. She is a flower who blooms for no one but herself. Her powerful voice carries the songs of limitless possibilities, full of emotion and heart. I don't know if that sounds all right. I'm just kind of riffing on your intro. We're here to illuminate, pontificate, and celebrate her work, performance, and the Taiwanese overseas idol scene. My dear listener, please join me in welcoming to the stage Satsuna. Yay! Woo! Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's not often that we get to interview, on my show anyways, it's not often that we get to interview people from overseas, but you're here promoting your work. You're going to be performing in Vancouver, and I'm really grateful that you made the time for us today. Thank you for joining me here on the show today, Satsuna. Could you introduce yourself to our Vancouver listener?
Okay. Hello, nice to meet you, everyone. This is Satsuna. I am a solo singer from Taiwan. I'm so happy to come to America. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you for being here. We also have got another person here on the mic as well. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, thank you so much. I'm Jared with Fortune Fair Productions, here to assist Satsuna for translation. Thank you so much, Typically Tuesdays, for having us. We're really excited.
Jared. Yay! Yeah, Jared! Awesome. Thank you so much for being here as well. Satsuna, you're here for your North American tour. Now, you are going to be performing at Kaigai Idol Pride Stage 2 here in Vancouver. As of the time of recording this, you're going to be performing tomorrow, but you were also performing in Los Angeles a few days ago. Can you talk to me a bit about your North American tour?
Yeah. I think American is so different.
Mm.
Yeah. American is very high tension. Yeah. Everybody, yes, says now, woo. Yeah, my fans is usually... oh, yes, it's not good, but 他们很安静. They are chill people,
Yeah, the fans in Taiwan are a bit more reserved.
Very high tension.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I am so, 你要怎么讲? 惊吓.
She's very shocked and very surprised by the warm welcome.
Yeah.
Was the enthusiasm of American fans.
Yeah, but I am so happy. And America things is very big. Yeah. Potato chips, too big, but everything is so difficult,
different.
Different, mm-hmm. But very 耳目一新.
Just very brand new and an eye-opening experience.
Yeah.
Sorry, my English is very poor, but I will do my best.
No. It's great. I mean, it's very funny that you say that the potato chips in North America are too big. So big you can't even eat them.
Yeah.
Because, our sizes are very big compared to, like, East Asia. Yeah.
我算是亚洲女生比较高的了,但我碰不到货架的最上面。
So, Sezana said she's usually considered more on the taller side in Taiwan, but here she can't like reach any ceilings or any like higher shelves in America.
Too big.
So it's a very different experience.
It's cool.
Yeah, big different experience. Well, it's good that you're here anyways. You get to try things out. And I'm excited to talk to you a little bit more about the Taiwanese idol scene later on. But for now, we're going to listen to some music. Let's listen to your first, your debut track.
Yeah.
It's called Not Juliet. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Okay. I use Chinese, okay? 这首歌当初在制作的时候是由浩哥老师做的曲这样子，那词的部分的话是我的前辈团体 Lunch Girls 的阿娘写的。
So when they produced the song, the instrumentals and arrangement was done by Hao Ge, and then the lyrics was made by in her former group, one of the members from Lunch Girls, Anyang. She wrote the lyrics to the song.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay.
当初听到这首歌的时候，就觉得它的旋律听起来就是很有意境，所以那时候跟阿娘稍微讨论了一下之后，就写出了它后面的词。那它的词的话，就是要硬要讲说它比较偏就是那种成人的性感的感觉。对，那它写出来的时候，因为它写的过程中我们没有这么多的讨论，所以它在写出来的时候，我看到我很惊吓，就想说。我要唱这个哦的感觉，对。
So when she first heard the instrumental, she thought it had a very special vibe and feeling to it. So they wanted to explore more towards the more mature or even sexy type of lyricism writing. And Setsuna didn't have too in-depth of discussions with the lyricist. So when she received the lyrics, she was a bit shocked and was like, oh, am I really going to sing these types of lyrics?
And oh, was, yeah. Mm-hmm. I am a kid. 但我很就是 surprise. 对，因为这首歌当初在制作的时候是比较以我个人的风格，就是在台上演出的风格去做一个歌曲制作的诠释。那在做这首歌的时候，其实本来有点担心，就是我的观众或是这个圈子的人会不会不接受这种的，因为台湾的观众粉丝比较多，还是以王道系的比较活泼的那种曲风为主。
So when they were producing the song, both on the instrumentals and the lyrics, Setsuna was a bit worried that incorporating too much of her personal style might be a bit too different for the Taiwanese scene, because a lot of the Taiwanese idol scene still goes towards the Royal Road concept. For those not familiar, Royal Road is a bit like the traditional Japanese idol, very like upbeat, cheerful type of vibe. So she wasn't sure how the reception would be to this kind of more mature take or more an alternative type of music in the idol scene.
但是因为大家就是在听到这首歌之后，出乎我意料的就是还蛮喜欢这种曲风的，甚至也会跟着台下就是跟着节奏，然后台下会有一些就是反馈。我在台上演出的时候也觉得很惊喜跟很开心，大家有喜欢这首歌这样子。
But Setsuna is very surprised to get a very warm reception from the Taiwanese idol scene. All the fans are very supportive, very engaged in the music, and even found ways to chant or cheer in this more sort of an alternative music arrangement. So she really received a bunch of the love and support on stage from the Taiwanese fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great to hear, because when I first listened to this track and I found out that it was your debut track, I was also surprised. Like, oh, there aren't a lot of idols, female idols, I guess, who usually start off with this type of like mature feeling, but I really liked it. It left an impression on me.
Heavy.
Yeah, and it's good to hear that it was the same for your fans. So let's listen to it right now. Here's Not Juliet by Setsuna.
Just 谁还在意象征什么话语鲜红如 Chiffy 你的 lips 指尖忍不住有意大利别假装明白我的暗语想相信你所谓的爱但不过是又一次的 lie 你亲手画下的陷阱就算心知肚明却还是情不自禁倒映你眼底的夜景看不腻不舍闭上眼睛嘿耶嘿耶汗水划过了背脊当年快令我窒息 Please don't make me crazy 半透明的关系结束在黎明你左肩头留下的红晕还来不及褪去伪装恶作剧才能留下拥抱过的证明 You and me 的电影午夜场上映不需要再次的恋爱剧 Just follow feelings 压抑的突袭反而是恰到好处的刺激 Shakespeare 的悲剧不存在这里逢场作戏的文字是各取所需
This is Bird Note. As he trained to be an arborist, Thomas Pulsum started developing two new interests. The first was birds.
My favorite bird is a robin, robin redbreast in Europe. Because when you're digging, a little robin is always following you around looking for food, worms and grubs and all sorts of things that you're digging up.
The other was building with Lego bricks.After a dark age away from the toy while at university. And then Thomas found these interests colliding.
I wanted to build something related to my work, and I had a eureka moment, which was a robin landing on my fork handle. So I thought, right, I'm going to build a robin out of Lego.
After building that European robin, he built more bird models and a name for himself in the Lego community.To date, he's made more than 75 species. And in 2015, Thomas was one of the first LEGO fans to have his designs produced as an official set. It included a blue jay, a hummingbird, and, of course, a robin.
I was really chuffed, and I was invited to a LEGO store in London, and people were queuing up to get me to sign the box and everything. It was very surreal and an extremely proud moment of my life.
To see pictures of Thomas's delightful bird models, go to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie. So excited here on the show today to be chatting with Setsuna, who is a Taiwanese overseas idol. Setsuna, you're...North American tour is the second time that you are performing overseas. And technically, you're, you know, in Vancouver, you'll perform a third time overseas. How does it feel just shy of 2 years after you debuted to be taking on these new projects and this big project of touring overseas?
我自己在对于演出这件事情上在什么样的舞台做什么样演出这件事情我比较没有特别的情感上的一些就是变化对就是对我来说演出就是演出那不管今天我在哪个舞台今天是台下观众很多还是观众很少我自己比较没有这么的严重受影响因为我觉得做好演出这件事情是身为演出者最基本要做到的事情 所以能够来到这么多地方，在我可能出道还没有几年的时间内，对，就是能够去到这么多地方，我非常感到开心，很荣幸，但是也并不会觉得就是这些事情会让我特别的有明显的情绪波动。
So, Sazana said that regardless of whatever stage she's on, no matter the location or the amount of fans, she does her absolute best to bring the best performance to any audience. So she's very focused on the performance, very focused on being on stage, but doesn't put too much weight into if she's at a different country or at a different stage. That being said, she's very fortunate and grateful that she's able to perform shortly after debuting within 2 years at all of these foreign countries and is very excited to meet all of the fans. Yeah.
但是我觉得各个国家的文化确实还是不太一样，就是像可能美国人在台下的风格，就是他们应援的风格会比较high，那台湾人可能就是比较多就是那种享受音乐的感觉，因为唱那的演出不是那种会这么带动台下气氛的 type， 对，那能够体会到不同的观众在享受我的表演的时候的不同的就是他们释放出来的能量，我也觉得非常的开心跟觉得很有趣这样子。
That being said, Setsuna did observe a lot of the cultural differences from the fans between the countries because she's more vocalist or singer focused. In Taiwan, a lot of the fans are more reserved, more focused on the music or the vocal performance. However, the fans in America have been very passionate in the audience, cheering, screaming loudly for Setsuna. So she observed the difference in sort of the fans in America and is really happy for the new experience she got from the fans here.
Yeah, I appreciate your practical kind of view of performing and going to these other places. You know, performing is simply what you do, and it's not necessarily something that for you might not feel like super romanticized, but it's rather just the thing that you want to continue to do no matter where you go.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that that outlook. And I'm excited for you to see what Canadian viewers are going to be like at KIP too. I mean, I've only ever like kind of personally watch the idol shows in Vancouver, so I don't really know what the other places are like, but we're a very special breed out here as well. I think people are very excited.
Ooh.
Yeah, so maybe you'll experience some of that tomorrow. Ooh. As well. Yeah, I wanted to know also just like about specifically your image, I guess.
Oh, yeah,
with regards to your voice, right? That seems to be a big part of your identity as a performer, as Setsuna. Can you talk to me a little bit about how you conceptualized this persona for yourself as the person who has like this unlimited spirit to perform and to bring some kind of emotion with her voice?
我自己的话，因为我以前是有当过偶像团体的，那是辗转之后变成了 solo idol。对，那在中间的话，对于自己的角色定位，还有自己可以表现的方式，也有过迷惘跟就是一些不同的尝试。那现在变成了这个样子，然后能够在做自己的最大限度，我自己觉得我是一个蛮任性的演出者，因为我一直以来都是比较偏想做什么做什么，不太会去迎合观众的喜好，但是能够在这种情况下还可以被大家喜欢，我是觉得非常的荣幸这样子。
So Setsuna used to be in a different idol group before she became a soloist, and during and after the idol group and sort of throughout her journey, she was figuring out what kind of image she wants to put out to the world, trying to try a bunch of different images or approaches, but she wants to portray the image that she wants to show the world and not necessarily try to meet the expectations of the fans or the idol scene. And that being said, she's very happy that even though she's portraying her own unique image, that she still gets a lot of support from idol fans and the Taiwanese community, while not conforming to sort of like the traditional image of an idol.
而且像以前在团体时候的时候，团体时期的时候，我在演出的时候会有一点就是怎么讲自卑感，因为我会觉得我的声音好像比较没有办法融进团体里面，大家可以唱一些比较活力可爱的歌，但是我的声线想要唱出那种声音会有点吃力，然后就觉得自己的声音是不是不太适合。但变成了 solo 偶像之前，有一个跟自己的声音的磨合期，有去上就是可能唱歌老师的课之后，才发现哦，这件事情其实是我的，就是算是一个比较武器，就是我可以用这个比较跟其他人不一样的声线去做出不同的演出方式。那变成 solo 之后，就更能够充分的去把这个对我来说可以是当成武器的东西拿出来变成演出。然后我自己是觉得很感谢支持我的大家跟没有放弃的自己这样子。
So previously when Setsuna was in an idol group, in her old idol group, she was a little bit frustrated because her voice can't really fit in the higher registers or what people traditionally expect from an idol group. So she was a bit dejected and sad trying to fit in with the group or trying to make her voice fit that type of image. However, after leaving the group and taking some vocal lessons, she realized that her more powerful low register is actually a very positive attribute and a very great skill to have. And now that she's a solo idol, she can focus more on developing and leaning into that kind of more powerful voice. And she's very grateful that the fans still support and very happy at her old and current self for believing in herself and believing in her voice and not trying to change that.
Yeah, definitely. It was one of the things that I really... Oh, I mean, I guess it's kind of like in your introduction, right? Yeah. It's kind of like in your name. You're a flower who blooms for no one. You're just doing it for yourself. And I really appreciate that kind of like take on being an idol. And as well, you know, I'm not a singer. I'm bad at singing. But if I go to karaoke or something, you know, my voice is lower. So I do like to hear female idols who sing in a lower register. And that was something that, like, I've just really been quite a big fan of in your personal work. Yeah. Like, even the covers that you do online, like the Harenchi by Chanmina, or like Ikenai Taiyo, those covers were so distinct and they had such a wonderful, unique flavor to them because of your voice.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you didn't stop.
Yeah. You can sing my song.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Badly, maybe. I can sing it, but badly.
You can. Yeah, you can do it.
All right. Speaking of music, then why don't we listen to more of Setsuna's tunes? The next track we're going to play is called
Fuyue.
Okay. Can you talk to me a little bit about that one?
Oh, Fuyue 这首歌来制作的时候，是因为我认为我的制作人很擅长写这种比较偏情歌的感觉的曲子，所以我那时候就跟他说，既然要到冬天了，那我们可以来做一些就是比较偏单恋的那种情歌。然后词的部分的话，也是请阿娘写，因为我觉得他有办法用最简单的词语去建构出一个很 emotion 的就是情感世界。对，所以那时候就是给他了一些想法，然后请他写出一首比较偏单恋的曲子。那这首歌除了能够去让观众们有办法去一些投射自己的情感在这个歌曲里面，也可以讲述就是我本人喜欢二次元角色的那种心情。对。
So Setsuna thinks that her producer is very skilled in producing more of the slow ballads or kind of love song type arrangements. Also, Anyang from Lunch Girls, who's very skilled at writing these types of lyrics to invoke emotion. So Fuyue is sort of a song about an unrequited love. So Setsuna hopes that fans can maybe put some of their emotions into this song and sort of relate to the kind of lyricism in there. Also, another part is Setsuna's love for, I guess, 2D or fictional characters, anime characters.
I love Amagi Linne, yeah.
So some of the unrequited love towards those characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get emotional and listen to Setsuna's Fuyue right now.
你不会发现对你的喜欢有多么深切，深埋在内心深处的爱恋，一分一秒都丝毫不停歇。多想要跨越眼前直到界限，听见你轻声安慰，感受着你双手温度带来的慰藉。故事与谁划过了窗边，仿佛在代替我落泪，今夜还是独自入眠。走在春天即将告别的街，一转身撞见你盛开的笑颜，你没有察觉穿过了玻璃窗的对面，我的视线早已移步迎来了夏天。这份心意像阳光般炽烈，从绿叶间倾泻，没有白伞也毫不退却，晒伤了也甘愿。你是否就能看见我在这边，期待眼神交汇的那一天，心中渺小愿望终于能够实现。冬天降临的一切是否会真正站到你面前，要穿到多远
This is Bird Note. Stand on a rocky headland above the turbulence of the tidal surge flowing like a river. Loose groups of red-throated loons in flight, perhaps 1,000 altogether, stream past. The tide has turned at Deception Pass at the north end of Whidbey Island in Washington State. The loons gather here in winter. The once great salmon and steelhead rivers still carry nutrients from the Cascade Mountains to feed the marine life of northern Puget Sound. In some years, forage fish such as surf smelt abound. They're caught in the irresistible tug of the tide, pulled out to sea through the granite defile of the pass. The loons fly to the throat of the pass and feast as the current carries them down. The loon's name derives from the Old Norse word for lame. Because their feet are so far back on their bodies, the birds cannot walk on land. But in flight, they're graceful, and underwater, swift in pursuit. Some creatures with which we share the world have been diminished almost to disappearance. But if we look, we can still find great natural abundance, as we have today. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
We're back here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. I'm here with Setsuna, who is a Taiwanese Kai Gai idol, who is going to be performing in Vancouver very soon, right before you listen to this. However, she and her sister act group are going to be performing at Nonsweet's Kai Gai Idol Pride Stage 2 on the weekend of November 8th. Very excited to be talking with Setsuna today, learning so much about her own work and her philosophy about approaching performance as a solo idol. Setsuna, I would like to know a little bit more about the Taiwanese idol scene.
Okay.
I imagine because Taiwan's proximity to Japan, it can be kind of useful for J-pop inspired acts to be produced easier, I guess, like in terms of music production and costuming, just having that proximity to Japan being a useful resource. But since you have been an idol for a while as well, can you talk to me a little bit about the production to performance side of things as a Taiwanese idol?
我自己认为台湾 idol 圈的话，就是这样讲可能有一点语屁，但我觉得台湾 idol 圈的话是，就是在模仿日本 idol 圈的一些文化跟一些制作方面的比较还没有那么进化的版本。对，如果你可以用 Pokemon 那个吗？如果日本是喷火龙的话，台湾目前是。 小火龙，不是美国小火龙，是台湾火恐龙吗？那个美国还在那个就是选 Pokemon 的地方，对，他们还没选，他们才刚从新手证出去而已。对，怎么他笑太开心了吧？哎
，so good.
So, Setsuna said that Taiwan does take a lot of inspiration and lessons from the Japan scene, and but it's still not fully amateur, but also not as a fully professional or on the full scale production that Japan has. And if we were to use a metaphor, Setsuna would say that maybe
Pokemon.
Japan is like a Charizard, and the Taiwan scene is kind of like a Charmander. I asked if maybe Taiwan's a Charmeleon and America is the Charmander, but then she said no, like America is still like in the Pokeball when you're trying to take that from Professor Oak's lab.
We can 頑張れ一緒に.
That is absolutely not a diss to the American scene. The American scene is rapidly growing, and we cannot wait to see where the American scene will lead towards.
Mm-hmm. 我觉得大家都是在持续的学习中，一起进步。那不是说谁比较不好，只是我觉得大家在对于就是抓住自己的特质，跟能够去把这件事情用一种骄傲的方式去呈现，还需要一点时间。
So yeah, Taiwan still learning a lot from the Japan scene, and they still need some time to sort of figure out what their own identity is and how to be proud of their own identity and proud of their own image and their own culture in Taiwan. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Thank you for the analogy. Yeah. It was very good. Very funny. But yeah, I thank you for sharing with me about that, because, you know, as I said before, I'm pretty new to like understanding the overseas idol scenes. And in Vancouver, because I guess I just assumed that because Taiwan is closer to Japan, there it is easier to get a lot of projects done, and there is a more structured, maybe more organized way of producing. Because in Vancouver, partly because we're so far away from Japan, and so far away from the rest of the Asian idol scenes, right? Even with like, you know, K-pop P-pop and things like that. A lot of what we do here is more do-it-yourself. So everything is more like kind of self-produced. You know, you have the occasional group that has more of like a team, big team support, but not as much. And it's not a bad thing at all. It's really great. It is, I think, just a kind of like that difference of like the organization of these scenes, right? Oh, so it's very interesting to hear you say that. It is, in Taiwan, the scene is still, it's still flourishing. You know, it's still, it's happening well, but there are still some things that also need to be combed through.
Yeah. 但我觉得就是台湾的进化也是在这几年两三年之内突然有突飞猛进的成长，对，但我会觉得说就是美国目前就是北美这边的偶像圈的风气还没有这么的盛行，但是我觉得这边整体的氛围是很好的，因为在亚洲国家比较多会有那种可能大家对于自己的 外貌也好，或是身材上面标准的一些比较严谨的那些审视，自我审视的部分，但在可能欧美国家的话，大家都很勇于做自己，那台下的观众也非常乐于的给予一些赞美，或是一些就是很多的支持，所以我觉得这件事情很不错。那刚刚有讲到，就是说可能两边因为距离比较远，所以可能比较没有受到这么多的熏陶。 但我觉得这些东西就是只要有大家一直想要尽力的去推动，想要让这件事情变得更好，那我觉得整体会用更快的方式在加速这件事情的发酵。So
Cezina mentioned that the Taiwan scene also had a lot of rapid growth over the past couple years. This is a personal note from the translator, but I have heard idols who've done idol work both in Taiwan and America kind of compare America's like current scene to sort of like 2015 to 2019 in Taiwan. So yeah, it's a couple years behind. But Cezina mentioned that maybe the idol culture in America isn't as mainstream or as popular yet. I guess partially because of the distance, everyone's all spread out. But the very core fan base of the WOTAs, the idol fans in America, are very passionate, very supportive. And maybe in Asia, there's more body standards or image standards that Asian performers have to meet. But Setsuna, from experiencing the scene in America, thinks we put a lot of emphasis in a body positivity, in acceptance for alternative or, I guess, different idols that doesn't have to fit a mold that perhaps Asian artists try really hard or really struggle to fit, and thinks it's a very encouraging and very welcoming, accepting space in America. And there's a lot of passionate idols, fans, and organizers in America who's trying to push for the culture, and yeah, she's very excited to see what our growth will look like in the next couple of years.
Yeah, it's definitely a more niche scene out here in North America, I think. Like, more people already kind of have to be tuned in into, like, idol culture before they start going to the idol shows out here. At least that's been my observation. Because otherwise, sometimes folks don't really... The fandom culture is so different compared to a lot of other fandoms in North America, you know, like, for example, gaming or like sports culture.
Yeah.
So it's something that they kind of have to like slowly get themselves into. They have to be primed first. But I do appreciate your observation about the North American scene. It does seem a little bit more, maybe because of it is smaller, it seems quite inclusive and diverse. Mm. Actually, speaking of which, I was wondering, because you were performing at US Idol Fest last weekend.
Yeah.
Anybody stand out to you? Any performer stand out to you and you like left an impression?
阿萨尤的 Made Coffee. 我觉得 就是刚刚有提到，就是我觉得北美这边让我觉得很不错的地方，就是我觉得我跟明海就是都有一样的想法，就是因为我们对于第一次来国外演出，就是北美这边演出，其实最起初有很多紧张跟不安，但是当我们一站上台，台下人的眼神会告诉我们，你们做自己就好。 你们只要演出，我们就会给予我们最热烈的支持跟欢呼。那件事情会对我们来说是一个很大的，就是给我们很多的勇气跟很大的帮助，让我们觉得哦，我们只要做跟在台湾一样做的事情就好了，我们不需要特别去假装我们很会什么，我们只要做自己。那台下的人会给予我们支持，那我们就会，我觉得在成长方面压力是必须的。 但是在演出的当下，台下的一些feedback会让我们觉得很安心，那我们自然能够更放心的去呈现我们想要表达的东西。那你可以先讲这个，我等一下再补充阿萨尤路。Okay.
So Sezon, I just want to quickly mention that she really enjoyed the Asayuru Maid Cafe's performance at US Idol Fest. And then also to mention that both Setsuna and their other group, Meikai Oceanus, all the members really felt the passion and the support from the North American community. Before they came to America, they were a bit nervous about performing. They were worried if the American scene wouldn't really accept them. But once they stood on stage and saw all the fans cheer and all the emotions in their eyes and their chants, their screams, they felt a lot of support from that. And they realized that they only need to be themselves on stage and then people will support them. They don't need to put on a different persona, try to fit what maybe they think Americans would like or what they think other cultures would like. As long as they are themselves, that the North American scene would support them. So they found that to be a very, very, very heartwarming to experience that on stage.
然后阿萨尤路的部分的话，我觉得就是因为在刚有提到，就是在可能北美的爱豆圈里面还没有这么的发展快速的偶像圈的情况下，在这样子的观众的环境里面，我觉得阿萨尤路的演出让我是有，哎，他们很不错的那种想法，就是。 因为可能会觉得说这个地方偶像的文化还没有发展的这么成熟，那是不是演出者部分也比较没有这么能够充分的掌握在舞台上需要做什么事情？但我觉得在我的眼中看来，阿萨尤路是非常，就是他们叫摩亚给，摩亚给是非常成熟的演出者，他们有唱歌很厉害的人，也有肢体非常好看的人。那我觉得如果有办法给他们更多的演出机会，那或者是就是其他的人有办法有更多有共演的机会之类的话， 我觉得整体也会演出的很不错，像那个欧亚苏咪咪跟Strawberry Sunday，对他们也很棒。Sezon
mentioned since the American scene is still growing and sort of up and coming, I guess relatively amateur compared to the more established scene in Asia. But she was very surprised to see that Asayuru Maid Cafe's idol group Moyage had a very very, very professional performance and put in a lot of care and a lot of work into their stage presence, their singing abilities or their dancing or just the overall cohesion was very impressive to see, as well as some of the groups they collab with, Oyasu Mimi and Strawberry Sunday. So I think they're, these groups, for example, are really good motivator and people for the American scene to look up to sort of improve our own craft so the whole scene can improve and then sort of grow together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's wonderful. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on that. Mm-hmm. Especially because you've already got so much experience. I really appreciate that. Okay. Right now, I think, actually, it's something that I do want to know, as we're kind of like on this topic, I guess, getting into idols from around the world sometimes is a good way to like learn about other cultures and stuff. If a listener of the show, which is typically Tuesdays, wants to come visit you, watch your performance in Taiwan, what do you think is a like an essential word or a phrase that people should know before they come visit you?
Oh, 我其实觉得我的演出在来看之前不需要特别知道什么事情，只要他有办法，也不能这样讲，就是因为很常这样讲有点那个，但是我觉得大部分的人在看到我就是的演出之前，对于我应该比较可能没有兴趣，或者是说他可能就会觉得她就是一个普通的女孩子，但是他们会被我的演出的可能大家说的那个 power 吓到，那我很乐意看到这件事情，所以我觉得他们不用特别先做什么准备，想要看就直接来。那如果你们有被吓到，不管是好的吓到还是坏的吓到，你们都可以在可能午饭的时间，或是可能你们写一些那种限动 report 之类的，可以跟我讲。那就是我会觉得很开心，就是你有享受我的演出这样子。
好 ，So Cezanne said that specifically to see her performance, there's not necessarily any chants or phrases you should learn. A lot of times, fans when seeing Setsuna on the lineup just thinks, oh, just another solo idol or another solo singer. But once they're at the show, experiencing the show, they get surprised and then become fans through her powerful voice. So. She thinks that, she hopes that she will be able to capture the hearts of the audience during her shows, and then if the audience has any thoughts or feedback, she would love to chat with them, you know, after the show at Merge, or you know, tag her in Instagram stories or on Twitter and all of that to have the dialogue there.
那如果他们要来，他们想要学一些中文的话，我觉得这个部分比起中文，他们可以先学一些喊口。对，像日本那边就是会有一些打 call 的部分，但是其实一开始要入门有点困难，他们其实只要可以跟着欢呼就好了。那如果你们要比如说去单独跟偶像午饭之类的，你们可以跟他们说我最喜欢你，但是他要对每个人都这样讲，因为这样会很好玩。就是我最喜欢哦，要加 most 哦，跟每个人说，这样很棒。
So Cezanne also said that rather than, I guess, learning specific Mandarin phrases, if you were to visit Taiwan or visit one of her shows, what might be more useful, if you're not familiar with the idol scene, is some of the Japanese calls or the mixes that people typically perform, or the audience typically use as a form of support at idol shows. Shout out Alex Pinku. Their YouTube channel has a great video about the different types of calls and mixes that one could watch. But also, if you get a chance to visit Taiwan, one phrase you could learn is you're my most favorite performer, 我最喜欢的偶像. As Cezanne said, it's imperative that you tell every idol that they're your favorite. So yeah, that's very funny. Yeah.
That's great. That's good to know. your performance at Kaigai Idol Pride Stage 2 is just on its way. It's only a sleep away. Personally, I'm very excited to be watching you perform in Vancouver. What do you want the audience to take away from your performance during your set at KIP 2?
我是觉得就是因为我自己想要当偶像的起源是因为我有很喜欢的 idol group， 他是阿拉西 from Japan， 对，那我从他们身上得到了很多的能量，那我就觉得如果我也做得到的话，我也想要成为那个可以让大家在那个当下可以忘记烦恼的这样的表演者，就如果在我的演出中他们有办法在那一瞬间或是那一刹那得到一些心理上的救赎，这样讲可能会觉得有点就是都够明显的感觉，但是会希望他们能够从我演出中得到一些不同于平常日常生活中的一些比较神奇的感受，得到一些能量或是得到一些勇气，因为甚至可能我有一些观众有跟我说他看了我的演出之后他自己也想要试试看站上舞台，他想要成为那个可以带给人家能量的人，我就觉得天哪，
很棒，去做的感觉。对，所以我就觉得如果他们有办法在我的演出中获得一些能量，获得一些勇气的话，那我就觉得很不错。
So one of the motivations for Setsuna to become an idol is she's very inspired by her favorite Japan group.
Yeah, 阿拉西.
And so Setsuna hopes that if fans see her performance, if they can sort of feel the emotions, the power that Setsuna gets from her favorite group to become a performer, maybe the fans not necessarily would want to be a performer and idol, but she hopes that the fans can get some form of motivation or comfort from her performance to chase your own dreams and to be yourself.
That's wonderful. Yeah. We're just about running out of time here on the show, but before we leave things as they are, of course, thank you so much again for joining the program. I'm really excited to share the show with the Vancouver audience so that they learn more about Taiwanese idols and in general, you know, the diversity and the makeup of the overseas idol scenes all around the world. How can the listener support your work?
You can follow my Instagram and watch the YouTube.
Yeah, the Instagram handle is Setsuna Official, S-E-T-X-U-N-A Official, and
yeah.
Her YouTube channel and her other social media platforms.
那如果你有来现场的话，可以专心的看我的演出，和午饭的时候可以来找我，量力而为啦。
And she also hopes that if you're able to catch her performances in the future, to you know, fully immerse yourself in the performance, and if you're able to come say hi at the merch table.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, thank you so much. We're going to listen to one final song as we end off the show today, called 白日梦陷阱.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about one. That's your most recent song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me more about it.
这首歌当初在制作的时候中间有一点出差错，但是我觉得它最后呈现出来的成品我非常的喜欢。它的歌词是由另外一个团体存在证明的学威写的，对，那这首歌的内容我其实跟他没有太多的就是讨论，也是对，但是他写出来的成品非常让我的惊喜。那他的歌词内容我甚至觉得他是不是有偷偷肉搜我，因为他里面的内容写的太符合就是一切的一切那个时候的我的一些心境或一些脑袋之类的乱想的东西之类的，然后我就觉得很优秀，而且他有把那 Julie 这个词写进去歌词里面，然后这首歌的编舞是那个天国地狱的 echo， 对，然后他在副歌的部分也编排了一些比较能够让人记得的动作，然后让台下的观众可以跟我有些互动，他们可能跟着跳之类的。那这首歌整体的话会比其他的歌曲再稍微更轻快一点点，但是也是一首非常就是洗脑的歌，我自己觉得它会在某一天夜深人静的时候突然在你脑袋突然响起，对，然后明海的人也很常对着我唱，它是一首充满着那叫什么 fantasy， 对，幻想，但是很多就是一些有趣的东西的歌，会太抽象吗？
不会，抽象是我英文不好，不会翻。
不会啦，哎呦。
So this song, 白日梦陷阱, could be literally translated to a daydream trap. So the lyrics were written by Yukibi from No Face No Reality, which is personally my favorite Taiwanese idol group. I really hope all of you can get a chance to support them. No Face No Reality. The dance is also done by Echo from Paradise Hell, also another new Taiwanese idol group that is absolutely amazing. For the lyrics, Setsuna feels like Yukibi might have like secretly stalked her because a lot of on social media, because a lot of the lyrics and the storylines are eerily fitting or close to Setsuna's mental state or what she was feeling during that time, even though they didn't really closely discuss the lyrics. And also Echo from Paradise Hell, she tried to choreograph the dance to have more memorable motions for, so the fans can more easily remember. The song's a lot catchier. A lot of the Meikai Oceana's members would just sing it towards Setsuna on their off days.
Annoying.
But the song, I guess, is more about a fantasy and how one would feel in the daydream.
Yeah.
And whether to stay in it or break out of it, it's up to the listeners choice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So intense, so deep. Well, thank you so much for that. We're going to listen to that really soon. But for now, thank you so much for tuning in to Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM, because we're hitting the top of the hour. Tune in to Analog Archives here on 90.1 FM on Thursdays at 6 p.m. with Danny. He goes over the physical archives at CJSF. And it's a great show. But, you know, I think that's a great CJSF program that you should also get in on if you have not checked it out yet. Analog Archives here on 90.1 FM, CJSF, Thursdays at 6 o'clock. All right, then. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on 90.1 FM. This is 白日梦现金,
yeah,
by Setsuna here on the show. Enjoy, and I will talk to you again very soon.
是一场白日梦所有星球围着我们转动 期待来一场邂逅的捷径，播放那朱丽叶的收音机，前奏响起，坠入陷阱。海面不光粼粼，比星光更闪耀的倒影在你眼里，晚风加速依然钟情，无可救药对你动心 ，Kiss me， hug me， 香脆乐土的蜂蜜。 就发狂的嫉妒，哦，海面不光粼粼，比星光更闪耀的倒影在你眼里，晚风加速一见钟情，无可救药对你动心 ，Kiss me， hug me， 香脆乐土的蜂蜜 ，Darling， 爱是一场白日梦，所有星球。
下一。